U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokeswoman Andrea Medeiros says fact-finding by her agency isn't likely to affect game management in the near term.
So we received this petition and have looked at the information that's presented in it and determined that it had substantial information to warrant us looking further at the species and whether it is warranted for listing or not.
The agency in 2016 declined to list the species as threatened or endangered under the Endangered Species Act. But the federal agency says in a statement that last year's petition alleging threats to regional wolf populations from clear cuts, aggressive hunting and trapping harvests, and climate change have worsened since the last petition was filed a decade ago. The federal government's action will reignite a long-running controversy among Prince of Wales Island's resident hunters and trappers who complain of a steep drop-off on the island's deer population that's commonly blamed on wolf predation. Sitka conservationist Larry Edwards of the Alaska Rainforest Defenders, one of the co-authors of the petition, says a legacy of clear cuts is to blame for loss of deer herds, not predators.
Yeah, the difficulty with deer on Prince of Wales Island is, at heart, goes back to habitat loss, which is cumulative over time from the logging of old-growth forest and just the huge loss of that on that island.
He says common sightings of wolves on Prince of Wales Island isn't sound science and shouldn't be used to prevent protections.
Well, that's anecdotal information. Populations go up and down in the immediate to long term. There are definitely threats to this population.
Nearly 70 wolves were taken last year. The year before, a record 165 wolves were taken by hunters and trappers. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang says Prince of Wales Island's wolf population is far from threatened.
We don't think that harvest represents a threat to this population now or in the immediate future. We think we have enough controls in place to be able to manage that population for sustainability.
He echoed concerns from island residents that federal protections for wolves would allow unchecked predation on deer, which are a key food source.
Many local communities really depend upon deer to get them through the winter. And if wolves are listed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they would now be the take of wolves and directed hunting would be prohibited.
Federal wildlife scientists are expected to release additional findings later this year. The annual hunting and trapping season traditionally runs in the winter. A lawsuit filed on behalf of a conservationist earlier this year failed to halt last year's season. That case is scheduled to go to trial next spring. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.